It's always been one of those big sci-fi questions. What are the odds that little green men from Mars will come and take over our planet? Well, no one's proposing that there are indeed little green men from Mars. But the question on everyone's lips is whether there is or was ever life there. Since, as our nearest neighbor, it's worth investigating to what extent Mars can support life, should our own planet ever become uninhabitable. Which, at least to the catastrophists among us, is becoming more and more inevitable. So where do we currently stand on this topic? Well, there are a number of robot explorers on the planet currently, and they are providing huge amounts of data. However, I'm not going to be looking at them today. I'm going to look at the evidence which has been provided from unmanned probes, which have been sent on missions to Mars since, well, the first ones were in the 1960s, so a good while now. One of these, the U.S. Mars Global Surveyor, has made a significant contribution to our understanding of the existence of water on Mars. And that's important in this, well, essential search for life. Because it's assumed that for there to be life, there must be water. This detector, the U.S. Mars Global Surveyor, was launched in 1996 and began to orbit Mars in September 1997, where it remains to this day. It has some rather nifty equipment on board, an energy-transmitting, high-resolution camera, an infrared sensor that can identify soil and rock characteristics, and a laser that can take measurements to create a geomorphological map of the planet's surface. The evidence we got from this has been, well, very interesting to say the least. Scientists have been analyzing around 65,000 photos, which were taken by the detector, and have come to some interesting conclusions. That yes, there was once water on Mars, and in considerable quantities too. I'm talking oceans, seas, lakes, as much as there is on Earth, really. That's because the mountains and valleys on Mars have the same formations as those on Earth, those that we know were formed from the presence of water. In fact, they even went so far as to propose that these shapes, like these smooth parts here, were formed relatively recently. And I don't know how recent because, as you well know, in geological terms, recent can mean several million years ago. So I don't think they were suggesting that these rock formations were created a couple months ago. But even so, they were very convinced. Convinced enough, in fact, to suggest that water still exists on Mars even now. Deep down below the surface. Stored in holes in the rock 100 to 400 meters below. And the presence of water implies that there could be life there, albeit simple unicellular organisms. So what happened? Where did all the water go? There was once oceans of it, and now there's, allegedly, just a few pockets of it underground. How did this once verdant planet become a bare rock? It suggested that the atmosphere of the planet changed. It was once thick, but it thinned out and, without an ozone layer, the surface got exposed to ultraviolet rays that made it impossible for life to survive. Which is a lesson to us, isn't it? When you think about all the way humans can interfere with the atmosphere, using CFCs and so on, we could one day potentially destroy the protective layer and the Earth would end up looking like Mars does now. It makes you think, doesn't it? Now let's see whether all the experts agree with this theory. Yes, experts looking at the photos from the U.S. Mars Global Surveyor seem to concur. The photos do give the impression that there was once water on Mars. But does that mean there's water on Mars now? Well, some Chinese scientists have been studying another source of evidence altogether. A meteor collected from Antarctica in 2001. They've been studying the rock composition and structure in detail, but they have found no evidence to support the theory. Well, another source of evidence we have is images from astronomical telescopes. From this source, though, data is inconclusive, because we just can't see much of the planet from this angle. Just the poles, really, and they are covered in ice caps, dry ice, not H2O. So that doesn't really help us one way or the other.